with your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller. For some, it's the last day of summer fun. For others, it's the eve before an exciting adventure.
Looking forward to a new school year and all the great things that we're going to accomplish.
All government primary and secondary schools are opening their doors to all students tomorrow. And Department of Education Services Deputy Director Dr. Richard Wildman says his team has been working hard, getting everything ready for a brilliant start of the term.
The work, of course, starts well before students walk through the gates. And our focus has been on creating the conditions for a calm, purposeful, and learner-focused start. And that means we have been working with school leaders to make sure schools are clear on their priorities for the 26-27 academic year and ready to support the students once they get back into school.
Today focused on new student orientation for primary and high school students, with returning students joining them tomorrow. You can find the complete 2026-27 government school calendar online at schools.edu.ky. Now, as mentioned, the summer break is almost over and you have a little bit of time to take your kiddos to see the National Gallery's current main exhibition.
Our current temporary exhibition in the lower exhibition hall in our Esther Lee Tibbetts location, which is the main gallery space, that is called Medium, The Materiality of Making. And Medium is a show that really goes back to the foundations of art making.
National Gallery's Maimoutou Tells Radio K-Man, it focuses on the, quote, elemental parts of the artistic process, such as form, line, and color.
So in the line section, we look at something like drawing, where you take, you know, the very simple act of a pencil being in your hand or a piece of charcoal being in your hand, and you make one arc on the page or one line segment on the page, and your hand sort of flows, and where that goes, you start with a very simple line and it can become a whole story. I like to do this exercise when we bring kids through where we talk about how you can show emotion through a line. And sometimes we'll ask them, you know, what is a line that shows you that you're excited?
No worries if you didn't make it to the exhibition over this summer. It will remain open through November 19th. In regional news, organizers of the Hope Tools and Tomorrow Autism Summit say the late Cambridge professor Jason Arday was set to deliver a message to Jamaican parents of autistic children before his death. Arday, who made history in 2023 as the University of Cambridge's youngest Black professor, had agreed to be the keynote speaker at the inaugural summit. He'd also agreed to address students at the University of the West Indies Mona campus. Arday resigned as a Cambridge professor of sociology of education earlier this month, after allegations of plagiarism and questions about some of his achievements. He had denied the claims. He was found dead in South London on August 14th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The UN and the Red Cross are warning that the world is dangerously close to fully autonomous weapons killing humans. A joint statement appeals for urgent international regulation at a time when drone warfare is becoming ever more sophisticated. There's currently no treaty governing the use of so-called killer robots. China says it opposes illegal unilateral sanctions after the US warned that countries that continue to deal with Iran would face consequences. Beijing said economic warfare and maximum pressure tactics only fueled further conflict. A refugee charity's warning that this season's extra severe El Nino weather phenomenon could result in massive flooding in East Africa, displacing up to 3 million people. Sweden's military has asked the government to expropriate a property near a strategic naval base owned by a Russian oligarch. The military says the location within Stockholm's archipelago has unique conditions for strengthening the base's defense against drones from both sea and air. The Kremlin has refused to comment on tracking data showing a US military transport plane has landed at Moscow's Vnukovo airport. There's speculation in Russian media that the plane may have brought President Trump's envoys for talks on the Ukraine war. A member of the Israeli parliament has tried to smash a Palestinian memorial with a sledgehammer in the occupied West Bank. Video shows Zvi Sukkot, a member of the religious Zionism party, striking the memorial, which has the names of Palestinians killed during the conflict with Israel, some of whom were involved in deadly attacks. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.